Christ is risen.
Indeed he is risen.
What's it like to spend 38 years paralyzed? What's it like to spend 38 years with the cure to your paralysis in sight, but just out of reach? When Christ came upon the paralytic in today's gospel, he had been lying there for a very long time. That's something that's hard to imagine. But it's also maybe not so hard to imagine. I know I often feel paralyzed when I find myself always saying the same things in confession, year after year, still struggling to break free from largely the same habits and passions and sins. Many of us maybe can relate to the paralytic situation, and if we can, that's a blessing. In today's Kontakion, we sang, O Lord, as you raised up the paralytic, raise up also my soul. If we can relate to his paralysis, then maybe we can relate to his miraculous healing too. This, the third Sunday after Pascha, is all about healing. To be paralyzed is to be powerless and to live life controlled by our impulses rather than our love. When Christ encounters the paralytic, he asks if he wants to be made well. The first step of healing is then to decide that we do, in fact, want to be made well. You would think the answer would be a no-brainer. Do I want to be made well? Yes, I've been paralyzed for 38 years. Of course I want to be made well. But how does the paralytic answer Christ? He doesn't simply say yes, and he doesn't talk about his illness or even complain. He responds more honestly than that. He says that his problem isn't just that he's paralyzed, it's that he's alone. Sir, I have no man to put me into the water when it is stirred up, he says. With some help, he could get back on his feet, but in all these years, he hasn't had a single person give him a hand. When we find ourselves paralyzed, the first step of healing is to decide that we do want to be made well, and the second is to admit that we can't do it on our own, that we need Christ to raise us up. We also see this same thing happening in the 12-step Alcoholics Anonymous recovery program. Step 3 is we made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God. Healing, especially from the paralysis of habitual sin, starts with the decision to have faith in Christ to heal us. I once heard from a friend who had struggled with alcoholism that it came down to his realization that it was either his willpower or higher power that could save him, and that until now, his willpower had only failed him and continued to keep him trapped. Once the man admits his problem to Christ, something amazing happens. He gets healed, but he doesn't just get healed by Christ. Christ tells him to rise, and not only that, but also to take up his bed and to walk. Because you see, healing is not passive. It's not something that just happens to us. It's an invitation to go and live a new kind of life. Christ is inviting each of us to break free of our paralysis and to live a new kind of life in him. Because repentance doesn't just mean feeling bad for what we've done. It means metanoia, literally turning our minds around and reorienting ourselves to start living for Christ rather than for ourselves and our own passions. Our faith is active and not passive. It's a faith that says not only rise, but walk. Christ has great plans for each and every one of us, and as he heals us of our paralysis, he sends us forth as the salt of the earth. And as we go forth, we not only are healed ourselves, but we bring the love and peace of Christ to one another, to everyone that's paralyzed and needs a hand. Now, I just want to share the story of an old monk who was in his own kind of paralysis. And this is a story that I heard from my uncle, who's a monk out in Colorado, and he occasionally takes groups of pilgrims to Mount Athos. On one of these trips, he and his group had just arrived, and they sat down for a Greek coffee at one of the two tiny coffee shops in Caries, the port town of the Holy Mountain. My uncle was enlightening them about the monks of the Holy Mountain, holy men who have given their entire lives to Christ. And as they were talking, a tall and rugged monk in his 80s stepped into the cafe. He had a long white beard and was wearing weathered gray robes and an old green army coat on top of it. My uncle jumped up and respectfully bowed to kiss his hand. The old monk hardly noticed. My uncle invited him to set at their table, and the old monk silently accepted and joined them. Slowly and respectfully, my uncle asked him, "What would you like, Gerunda, elder?" The old monk hesitated for a moment and then said, "Mia bira, a beer." My uncle was just telling his group about the venerable old holy men of this holy mountain, and the very first monk they meet asks for a beer. The old monk then noticed their not-so-Greek accents and asked if they were from America or Australia. And as he asked, he reached into the breast pocket of his coat. And as if things couldn't get any worse, he pulled out a pack of cigarettes. "Father, you're killing me," my uncle thought. "These poor first-timers must think someone's playing a joke on them." Then all of a sudden, the old monk grabbed my uncle's arm hard and said, and asked if he was a priest. "Yes," my uncle managed. "Then please pray for me," the old monk begged. "I will," my uncle assured him. "And your name is?" And then like a light switch, the old monk went from speaking Greek to perfect Kansas English. "They call me Father Las Vegas around here," he said. "I've just been here 5 years. I used to live in Vegas. You name the sin, I've done it over and over again. At the end of my life, I came here to maybe save my soul. They let me stay and wear a cassock and a monk's cap. Pray for me, please. My real name is John." Like our paralytic, John spent most of his life paralyzed by sin until Christ healed him and sent him forth. Pray for John, Father Las Vegas, and pray for one another too. We're all paralytics, and right now, at this very moment, Christ is asking each of us if we want to be made well. We come together in church to receive that healing and also to help one another out of our paralysis. As Christ heals us, he has a plan for each of us. A story just as blessed and unpredictable as John's, and it all starts with a decision, a healing, and a mission. Rise, take up your bed, and walk. Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.